Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a Miller Lite Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, who do you trust more? A little exercise here on In the Loop on Football Friday. B. Scott in for J-Lo. Let's jump right into it. Nick Caserio or Jeff Bagwell? Who do you trust more in their current role?
Man, I am so shocked that I what I'm about to say right now. Because if we had done this segment about a week ago, maybe let's say 3 weeks ago, it would have definitely been Nick Caserio because I couldn't imagine that Jeff Bagwell would even be in this role. But if you're asking me to choose, it's got to be Jeff Bagwell. I'm a 90s kid from Houston. I'd be a fool to go with somebody else on this one. Jeff Bagwell all day.
I'm going to say, given where things are, I will say Jeff Bagwell. Although I think Nick Caserio has done a good job cleaning up the mess. Moving forward, I'm more confident that Jeff Bagwell will be able to fill holes than I am that Nick Caserio is undoubtedly the guy that, as we get to the next step of the process, is going to get the job done. I hope he does. I'm rooting for him. But Jeff Bagwell doesn't have to do as much work. Figgy?
I agree with you. I got to go with Jeff Bagwell. I think Nick Caserio did do a good job cleaning up this mess, but I just can't look at him hiring Lovie Smith right after David Culley, man. That kind of put a stain on it for me.
All right, Lovie Smith or Steven Silas? Who do you trust more in their current role?
What's the question again?
Lovie Smith or no, Steven kidding, Silas? Kidding. Who do you trust more?
Nah, I'm going to go with Steven Silas for the same reasons that you went with Nick Caserio. I think that coaching just matters a little bit more in football, and Lovie Smith's not doing a great enough job of it. I think that Steven Silas was actually hired to coach good players, and then it kind of went to hell on him. So Steven Silas, if I had to pick between the two.
I'm going to say Steven Silas because I think Steven Silas, we haven't seen Steven Silas. We don't have a large enough sample size of Steven Silas. We have, large sample size of Lovie Smith. And quite frankly, the way that Lovie Smith has handled himself as the voice and kind of the gatekeeper from the organization, it hasn't been near as good as Steven Silas did, given some of the stuff that he's had to deal with. So I'm going to go with Silas as well.
I'm going to go with Silas, too. I think he came into a mess just like Nick Caserio did, and I think it's kind of out of his hands a little bit. So, I'm going to go with Steven Silas over Lovie.
Okay. Who do you trust more? 713-572-4610. Framber Valdez is the ace of the rotation, or Yordan Alvarez as a guy that can carry the offense?
As somebody who was sitting in center field, would he hit that home run to basically win the World Series, I'm going to have to say Yordan Alvarez.
Does the health not come into play? Because
no, not at all. He's been healthy for the most part. I mean, with some small exceptions.
He had about 12 minor injuries last year.
Yordan is, for somebody who is a great athlete, is as sickly as I've ever seen. The dude's had COVID.
Exactly. So how do you trust him more than Framber?
Well, because of the whole method. I mean, for the reason why you guys talk about Framber every time I listen to y'all talk about him. Oh, the mental thing, and oh, how that's always got to be a concern.
I think he kind of put that away, though, in the postseason.
I think he did, too. I trust them both, but in terms of just, like who's better specifically at what they do, Yordan Alvarez is arguably...
Not who's better. Who do you trust most?
Well, I trust Yordan more because he's better at what he does than
Framber
is at what
he does. And you think
he
can stay healthy, though?
And I do think he can stay healthy.
Okay.
For the most part.
I trust Framber more as an ace than I do as Yordan carrying an offense. And I think Yordan's more important. I'm not saying who's more important. It's who I trust more. I trust Framber more.
I agree. I trust Framber more too, man. He was in it. He was in it the whole season.
Yeah.
Yordan, he had more of a productive season, but that dude, you never know what can happen with him, man.
since the knee injury, or the knee surgery, I should say, it's only been minor injuries here and there, like the hands thing.
Yeah,
is
but
weird.
Isn't that better? Like, it's not one thing. Like, one day it's a wrist, the next day it's an ankle, the next day it's a knee. Like, is that really better, though, the fact that it's always something new?
I think it's fine.
No, it is fine. Yeah, it's more than fine. I mean, we're talking about all-star hitter, all-star pitcher.
Yeah, but you saw the first couple of games of the playoffs, right, against Seattle. Like,
I did.
He
kind of gave me the Anthony Davis vibes a little bit.
Oh, no. Anthony Davis.
That. Dump yourself, come on, man.
Anthony Davis got to be put in bubble wrap, man. Like, he didn't miss none of those postseason games. Like, when it mattered and when it came down to it, he was there. He was available. Wasn't always great, but he was always available, and that in and of itself mattered.
All right, 713-572-4610. Who do you trust more here on a Football Friday presented by Miller Lite? All right, this is perfect for you.
Oh, man.
And we're putting you on the spot.
Yeah, putting me on the spot.
Because you're the Sports Radio 610 Don Juan. Everything goes through you before it posts on the site.
That is true.
Who do you trust more in their current Sports Radio 610 role, Adam Spillane or John McClain?
Ooh, this one tough for you, man. You do a podcast with Spillane.
Yeah, I do a podcast with Spillane.
You travel with Spillane.
Yeah, I've traveled with Spillane. McClain is somewhat of a mentor and an idol for me. So this does paint me in a corner. But honestly, man, actions speak louder than words. So I could tell y'all whichever. But the fact of the matter is, other than me at this station, Adam Spillane is the only person with the access and authority to publish his own story to our website.
Oh, wow.
Without me looking at it first.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
The only person that has that authority and access. Oh, wow. So, with that being the case.
Not even Lopez?
Not Lopez, not McClain.
Lopez doesn't write anymore, though. Remember when Lopez wrote columns for like a month?
I wasn't going to go there.
You still be writing, but just not for us.
Yeah, not for us. Not for us. Well, I guess I don't.
He wrote,
I don't pay enough.
He went a month, and then as soon as.
They were good, too, man.
They were good.
Hey, it was lighting the website up with the Lopez columns.
It was.
But yeah, not Lopez, not McClain, not Landry Locker, not Sean Bajani. Just me and Adam Spillane. So,
okay, so
maybe that speaks for itself.
So you're going Spo. Okay.
Actions speak louder than words.
Okay.
Love you, McClain.
Biggie, you going McClain or Spo?
I'm going to have to go with Spo on this one, man, because we talk about this with John McClain all the time. We don't know what type of McClain we're going to get every Tuesday.
Sometimes
we get the best McClain. Sometimes we get that grumpy McClain, which I kind of like grumpy McClain.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just can't tell. So, but when Spo come in here every Wednesday, we know what we getting from Spo.
Also, let's be honest here. McClain is in his second or third act at this point. Like, this is post-retirement, post-prime.
Are you calling him Olajuwon on the Raptors? Is that what you're doing?
That's what you did, my man.
Slime off 120.
Maybe Ewing with the, where did he go? To
Sonics.
Magic.
Sonics and Magic.
Yeah, Sonic and Magic. Yeah, same thing. But yeah, all that to say, Spillane is in his prime and has access to the website.
In this role, I'll give it to McClain just because I like our weekly hit with him. I'm glad we're the ones that got him for the long duration. There's a reason. So I'll give it to McClain in this role. Plus, you two guys voted for Spo. So
somebody's got to vote for McClain.
Who do you trust more? 713-572-4610. Want to dive deeper? Speaking of John McClain, want to dive deeper into the Texans matchup with the Browns on Sunday? Check out the Hutopia podcast with Sean Pendergast and John McClain live now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Coming up, a total cleanse. Is Brandon Scott wanting to blow things up after the Texans season? Plus, the best description of Texans coaches now to back that you will ever hear next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.